The courage to run the race to victory. When I was a young girl, my best friends and I decided that we were going to become witches. Not in an evil, do bad things to people kind of way. More in retrospect, all these years later, I realized it was because we wanted to create some kind of ritual and feel more in control of our lives as we headed towards our teenage years. We wanted to feel that we had the power that would help us to form our destiny. So, with a book one of us had found giving us some ritual ideas and a magic old-fashioned door key that would become our symbol for unlocking the treasure, the four of us hiked up to a spot on a mountain by my friend's home, and our practices of rituals began. I can't share the details because, hey, it was part of our ritual to always hold that sacred and secret to each other. What I can tell you, though, is that it empowered us in so many ways. It really built our self-confidence, and perhaps the most important being that it bonded our friendship that has stood the test of time. And 50 years later, even though we live in different parts of the United States, we're still the best of friends. That kind of friendship that when you enter a room together, it's as if we have never been apart. And I share this about rituals because it really is the initial element that begins the acronym for the word race in the race to victory, the topic for today's recording. Some people call this project planning, but here in the Victory Circles, we like to think of it as simply the race that's going to take us where we want to go. So let me break this down for you. Starting off with the R in race for ritual. The ritual that you have in place might also be known as a system that you can break down daily to what needs to get organized and completed. You might also think of that system if you're more analytically minded. These practices that you keep that assist you and perhaps your team, if applicable, to stay on track to complete the necessary steps that take you towards your goal. The step that will take you towards those desired results, again, to achieve the goals. And the goals may require a number of projects on the way to get it accomplished. Think of those rituals as the practices that help you to gain control of your daily life, which sometimes can feel out of control with so many variables, yet that aren't so rigid that they leave room for the needed creativity that leads to breakthroughs and discoveries, because that's all part of the process as well. The key is to focus on the goal by making an intention of what the ritual will bring to you and how to know if you're on track or not. I'm currently on the path of writing a book. I got a bit off track over the holidays, I must admit, as my awesome grown children were home for 4 beautiful weeks together. I did get quite a bit done, but however, I'm back to my morning ritual of writing. I like to call it my creative time on my daily schedule. It's put in every single day because sometimes it's the writing that matters and sometimes it's research or playing around with other cool creatives on and offline that gets me into the zone that brings the best out of me. So stop and really think about those ritual practices that you might currently have and what might need to be put into place. As we pull this all together, the A in race is for accountability timeline, because without a timeline, there is no deadline. And without a deadline, days become weeks and weeks become years. If you're going to just get into each day by winging it, for most of us, that approach will take you 5 times as long to get where you want to go, if in fact you ever get there. Set time for when the tasks, including the ritual, will be done. So in the case of my morning practice, I get up most mornings by 5 a.m. I meditate, stretch, do a bit of yoga, spend a little time with my hubby before he heads to work, and get my pooches fed and taken care of before I head to my creative time, which currently I have set from 7 to 9 every day. And as I mentioned, it's always on my calendar that way. I've also made myself accountable in this timeline to get 20 pages of content done a week with a deadline of February 15th for getting the book to the editor. Which takes us into the support. And C is in race is for champions to support. And no champion ever makes it to the finish line alone. Who are your champions who can assist you to get your goal and end results done? Perhaps it's someone who takes care of your other basic things so you can focus on the mastery you deeply desire. In this time and space, we have come to call it outsourcing. So who do you outsource to of those tasks that don't necessarily need you in the middle of them? What is the task that are in your life, and whether it's personal or business, that someone else could be doing? Especially if day after day after day you find yourself unable to complete what you desire most, the elements that will drive your business and life in the direction that you want them to go. If you ever find yourself saying those words we hear a lot, quote unquote, I don't have time, you might want to seriously look at your support people and systems. Yes, going back to the systems again, which can offer support too through that accountability timeline. Also remember the support of keeping your mindset where it needs to be. That is why no professional athlete ever attempts to go it alone. They always have a coach by their side. And as business people, we should look at it in the same light. Who are the champions who support you becoming a champion? And then finally, the E in race is the education needed. Life for sure is one long learning practice. What are the lessons that need to be learned to increase your expertise that will take you towards your goal? As you plan your year, where should education and learning experiences be put into the calendar? Where should they be in the mix? And who will be your greatest teachers? What will be the topics that you need to dive into now even more than ever? This is where it really becomes important to put the learning piece into your project planner as to what you need to know. We are blessed in this day and age to have so much information literally right at our fingertips. So how do you take advantage of it in order to create everything you need to create? How do you organize it? How do you make sure it gets done? Perhaps your support team needs to do some of the learning for you or can share the education they have already experienced. So that's it. That's the race. If you'd like to get a free download of our Race to Victory Project Planner, go to victorycircles.com/race. Again, that's victorycircles.com/RACE. And as I leave you today, I want to share with you a poem from my book, The Victory Letters, Inspiration for the Human Race. And it's under the chapter on the starting block, and it goes as follows. The race begins the second you start. You've been preparing for this moment with your mind and your heart. There were those who said you could not do it, and those who knew you could. You believed in those believers just as you should. Keep focused on the race now. It will take all you have to give, because this race will determine the quality of how you live. Don't look back and regret a single step out of place. Just look forward and run your best race. And with that, I wish you great successes and victories.